close again.
The Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority. Woo-hoo! WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox.
State College.
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys. 98.7 The Fox.
And we're right back at it. Hard at work here on a Wednesday morning.
That's right. This is our job.
I've got to find what it is they put in that drink.
What is it in that drink? It's pretty darn
good. I need some of that.
It's pretty darn good. I'm just letting you know. Anyway. I'll have some open phone time coming up toward the end of this morning's program.
Now, folks, hopefully you've been a longtime listener to the show. By the way, if you're a new listener, welcome. It's great to have you. We're backwards. All right. This is primarily a sports talk radio station. Let's Talk here is a news talk program. That's totally backwards. Again, what is in the drink? I don't know.
Well, now I'm facing backwards.
No,
this
don't
seem to work as well with the mic.
No.
I'm going to go back and face forward.
No, trust me, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
So we like to, our program is called Let's Talk, and we like to bring on some sometimes challenging topics. All right. This is Scott. I'm old. I'm 60. All right. I admit it. But we have a certain university kind of just over here, just to our left, filled with young people who maybe have different perspectives on various things. And so, occasionally we like to get some guests on just to kind of, challenge our thinking or see, do we agree on this, and stuff like that. So recently I did a reach out. And again, it's amazing. There are tons and tons of student clubs at Penn State. I mean, hundreds of them. It's crazy. One of those is called the World Politics Club. And I came across this one. Somebody suggested, hey, you should contact these guys. I'm like, okay. Reached out to them. They immediately said, yeah, let's do the show. What are young people thinking about hot issues of today, as opposed to what old guys like me think? So we have some members here of the Penn State World Politics Club. I believe, first off, we have John Price. So let's say, John, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right. Now, I believe, am I right? There's three of you. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
My name is Jeff. I'm the event planner of the world.
All right. Now, you're all around a speakerphone, and already the speakerphone's a little iffy there. Hopefully we can pull this off with the three of you around the speakerphone. Let's start from scratch here, guys. I want you to go one at a time, kind of introduce yourself, and maybe, tell us something about yourself, like where are you from, if you want, maybe what you're studying, what are your aspirations, all that sort of stuff. So, John, why don't you go first? So, when you guys speak, kind of mention your name and then give us some background on yourself, all right? John, you go first.
Absolutely. So, again, I'm Jonathan Price. I'm actually from Scranton, Pennsylvania, up in Northeast PA, home of the office. And I'm studying international politics at the State College.
All right, who's next?
All right, my name is Jack McAllister. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm the co-founder, additionally the event planner of the World Politics Club. I'm a history major.
All right.
Hey, I'm Samuel Casimir. I'm from a bunch of different places, but most recently Scranton, PA. I'm a psychology major, and I am the treasurer and the vice president of the World Politics Club.
I like that.
I'm from a bunch of different places.
I like that.
No, that was me. Yep, my family moved around a lot when I was a kid, so there we go. All right, now, I tell you what, guys, do us a favor, since there's three of you, all right? When someone speaks, just at the beginning, say, like, this is John, and then give an answer, so that we know, exactly who's kind of talking to us. So, John, let's start with you. Tell us, first off, the World Politics Club. I don't know, it sounds like fun. Tell us about your club, maybe how many members are in this club,
can anybody be in the World Politics Club?
Tell us about your group.
Yeah, we'll take absolutely anybody with any sort of political leanings. We have about 42 members in our club, and out of those 42 members, we'll see about 30 people show up to these meetings on a weekly basis, which for turnout is fantastic for such a small and such a young club. We've only been around for about a year now, about a little bit shorter than a school year now. Me, Jack, Sam, and Henry, who's another member of the club, we just kind of saw a void at State College when it came to, you know, discussion of international politics. There's multiple political clubs on campus that talk about domestic politics, but when it came to world politics, there was a bit of a void. So we're kind of filling that, and we're seeing a lot of positive feedback in the student base when it comes to, you know, talking about these sort of issues. So
now, how do you? I mean, does everybody know about the World Politics Club? How do students find out that, hey, I'm interested in that, I want to sign up?
Honestly, it's mainly been word of mouth. Now, Penn State holds these things called involvement fairs, where all of the different clubs show up, and they try and get students to sign up for their club. There's this app called GroupMe, which a lot of these clubs use to communicate and announce when they're meeting. So we partook in that involvement fair, but no, it has mostly been word of mouth. You know, people who are involved in different political clubs, they tend to want to get involved in more political clubs. We could definitely be having a larger social media presence, and we could be putting flyers up, and we plan to do so. But for now, just word of mouth.
Now, with the club, like, do you have guest speakers come in? Is it you guys just sit around and talk about different topics? Do you set an agenda ahead of time with each meeting? Do you, you know, delve into a bunch of different issues? Tell us a little bit about just kind of the inner workings of how the meetings go. And, you know, is it like kind of limited to about an hour, or how does that work?
Yeah, we're limited to about an hour, which I think is more than enough time. We usually set an agenda before the meeting, but it's a discussion-based meeting, so we try and hear from as many people as possible. And we'll usually only do about two topics. So, for example, last night we had our third meeting of the semester, and we have them every Tuesday at the 6 p.m. at room 25 of the Dyke building. Last night's topics included the recent fatal attacks on American servicemen in Jordan. And there were a variety of different opinions on how the United States should respond, if we should be there in the first place, why we were there in the first place. And after that, well, Jack, what was the next topic that we had?
Right. So the second topic was looking at historical examples of essentially the United States being attacked and then intervening or escalating in different regions of the world, comparing different incidents like, say, Pearl Harbor or the sinking of the Lusitania in the First World War to this incident today, and then discussing with the members of the club about what the proper response should be, and just hearing the different opinions from everybody there.
Just out of curiosity, was there a general consensus on, hey, we think this is what should happen, or is it just widely disparate? Because it's interesting. I'm listening and reading through. There's a lot of different thoughts out there about what the United States should be doing in response within your group, within the club. Was there a consensus, or did everybody kind of have widely varying opinions here?
Well, broadly speaking, the consensus of the room that night was that there should be a response. The variety of opinions came in when we asked how should the United States respond, exactly what should we do. So we had some voices calling for strikes on Iran proper, even though the attacks came in from Iranian-backed militia groups. And then there were people who were arguing that we should strike these Iranian-backed militia groups who operate in Iraq. We should just strike them in Iraq. We're blessed to have all clubs have faculty advisors who will come in and usually they'll come in and take part in the meetings and so on and so forth. Our faculty advisor is Dr. Robert Packer, who is a scholar in the international politics field. He's a professor of international politics here at Penn State. He's been a bit of an of a voice of authority when it comes to the matter of international politics. And in that meeting last night, he illuminated us to the fact that the Iraqi parliament is mostly Shia-aligned, as Iran is mostly Shia-aligned. And if the United States were to go around and start striking Iranian-backed proxies in Iraq, the Iraqi parliament might just vote for a removal of American troops in Iraq. So there are consequences to really any sort of action the United States might take. But yeah. But generally speaking, yeah, I think the consensus of the room, save for a couple of outlying voices, was we should hit Iranian-backed proxies in Iraq in response to... Would you say that's fair? Is that pretty much what was going on last night, Jack?
Right, that was pretty much the consensus. And it's great to have Dr. Robert Packer there to not only give everybody historical context, but also talk about the potential consequences of actions that the United States could possibly take. Also just sort of grounding the discussion based on something a little bit more realistic and kind of cooling any of the hot heads in the room that want to do something like attack Iran proper.
Now that's fascinating because yeah. we just heard something that you do not hear in media stories. It doesn't go that deep. It's like, we got to hit them. And it's like, okay, but wait a minute. Our folks are in this rather tenuous situation where they got to get along with these people, get along with these people, get along with these people. Guys, that's a great answer. And again, it's something that you don't hear in media stories. You just don't, especially with certain outlets out there. Okay. Now, guys, I'll be honest. This is Scott. I have a whole list of topics, and we're only going to go two segments here. We're never going to begin to get through all these topics, but I did want to get through at least a few of them, okay? I'm assuming there has been discussion with your group about the situation with Israel and Gaza. And let me just, you know, whoever wants to answer or go first, whatever, what's the discussion in your group about this war between Israel, Palestinians, Israel, Gaza? What are your peers saying and talking about?
Yeah, well, Sam, do you want to go ahead and answer this one?
Yeah. So, just like the country, it's going to be a plethora of different answers depending on who you ask. So we see like splits on isolationism versus non-isolationism within like the Republican side of the party in terms of, okay, what do we get out of having Israel as an ally in the region versus sacrificing American lives and resources to do so? The Democratic side is mostly towards also interventionism, but on the sake of the Palestinian half more so. But it necessarily depends on kind of if you want to get involved or not, more than what side of the political aisle you are.
Okay. Now, I know there are Israeli students at Penn State and there are Palestinian students at Penn State. Guys, any chance any of those students are members of your group? Because I'm not hearing from them on this issue. Are they part of your group? Have you reached out to them to try to get opinions about what they are thinking?
This is John, by the way. No, I don't think we actually have any Israeli national or Palestinian national members in our group. Again, we would absolutely love to have them. We've really enjoyed having the variety of different opinions that we have had on the Palestinian crisis. But no, we just want to foster conversation amongst those groups for sure. And I will say, I don't think there ever was any sort of group consensus when we were talking about Israel-Palestine, and we talked about that last semester to a great degree. There was a diversity of opinions, and obviously the War Politics Club itself doesn't have any sort of official position. I will say that the conversation that we did have, it was always very grounded. People did a fantastic job of respecting the variety of different opinions in the room. I would be more than happy to invite anybody of Israeli national descent or of a Palestinian national descent to come in and join the conversation on it.
Along those lines, I'm just curious, has there been a topic, that one or anything else, where it has gotten especially heated, or is everybody, as you just said, you know, pretty respectful? Again, you may have strongly varying opinions and disagreements, but yeah, has there been anything that really, like, all right, guys, we got to calm down a little bit in terms of the rhetoric in the room?
So the nice thing about international politics, as opposed to domestic politics, is that the tensions don't seem to be anywhere near as high as they can get when it comes to, you know, things like identity politics and so on and so forth. So we've had some heated debate for sure, but it's nothing that, you know, that I wouldn't like to foster. The most contentious subject, I would say, is it comes in on the topic of the Russia-Ukraine war. That's when you get the there are values at play that people hold relatively near and dear to their hearts, and then you'll have the more pragmatic people say, is there an American interest here in Ukraine? So we have not talked about Russia-Ukraine this semester. We talked about it quite a lot last semester, but I'm looking forward to the conversations that the Russia-Ukraine will foster in the next couple of weeks.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break here. We're talking to members of the Penn State World Politics Club. Folks, I could go 2 hours with these guys. I think this is pretty cool. But we only have one more segment. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We've got some more hot issues. Hopefully no fistfights coming up here in just a bit.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead, exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Ironhead.
The Penn State basketball teams are both back in action tonight. The men are looking for their first road win in conference play this season as they visit Rutgers in an 8:30 tip-off. Penn State's leading scorer, Kanye Clary, is questionable with an injury sustained Saturday night against Minnesota. Tonight's game will be on the Big Ten Network. The Lady Lions have won 5 straight heading into tonight's game at Minnesota. The Lady Lions lead the conference and are second in the nation in 3-point field goal percentage. Tonight's game will tip off at 8 o'clock. All 10 Penn State starters are again in the top 12 in the new Intermat wrestling rankings this week. The only wrestler to make a move is true freshman Braden Davis, who is up one spot to number 3 at 125. And in Penn State women's hockey news, Tessa Janicki has been named the CHA Forward of the Month, and teammate Stella Retram is the CHA Rookie of the Month for January.
Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Here's the K2 Roots Foxcast. The boring weather warning remains in effect. There'll be a couple of flurries around this morning and some sunshine and milder this afternoon. High 42. Partly cloudy tonight. Low 26.
Fox Forecast.
Sunshine and mild tomorrow. High 48. Might be a little bit of light rain or wet snow Friday. Friday's high about 40. This is WeatherBell.com. Chief Meteorologist Joe Biscardi.
98.7. The Fox.
Bear Belly's Beverage in downtown State College, located at 258 West Hamilton Avenue within the Hamilton Square Shopping Center. At Bear Belly's, they have over 500 beers, including domestics, imports, microbrews, seasonal selections, ciders, and more. Bear Belly's is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Check out our website at beerbellysbeverage.com. Bear Belly's Beverage, 258 West Hamilton Avenue in State College. Beer better, Bear Belly's.
Talk about great prices. Center Hall Farm Store has fantastic deals to help you save money all winter long on heating wood pellets.
Come here, Bear. Come on. Come on.
Oh, yeah. And for your ferocious little Pomapoo, shepherd, horses, and just about every other farm animal, even your birds. Center Hall Farm Store has created its own perfect, unique mixture of feed, along with commercial feed of your choice. Center Hall Farm Store, 110 West Allison Street. Center Hall. CenterHallFarmStore.com.
Hi, this is Corey Comfort from Joel Comfort Toyota in State College. Are you looking for a dealership to call home? Joel Comfort Toyota is a locally owned family business that has been serving the community for over 45 years. Come see us and let us help you with your next vehicle experience. We're located at 120 East Clinton Avenue in State College, just behind the Waffle Shop on North Athens Street. Or visit us 24/7 at joelcomfort.com. And remember, good things happen in your community when you buy local.
The title and tag service that is customer-friendly and locally owned is at Joel Confer Quality Pre-Owned in Pleasant Gap. And as part of the Joel Confer family of dealerships, Monica Prisk is experienced and has been serving customers for 13 years. Cameron Confer is on the title and tag team and is there to help you with all of your title and tag needs. Stop at Joel Confer Quality Pre-Owned at 475 East College Avenue in Pleasant Gap and have Monica or Cameron answer any of your title and tag questions. Remember, good things happen in your community when you buy local.
The Fox Sports Weekend.
For the past 65 years, there's only been one race where a legend can cement his legacy.
Jimmie Johnson's going to win the Daytona 500.
Or an underdog can experience a career-defining moment.
Finally, Michael Waltrip is going to win, winning the Daytona 500.
Who will experience that this year? The 66th running of the Daytona 500, February 18th.
Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Get up and get going.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. We do have an open phone segment that is coming up to finish up the program this morning. In the meantime, we're talking some international politics with Penn State students.
We've got some members of the Penn State World Politics Club. Guys, I've already been fascinated by some of your responses, so let's see what we can do in this segment. And again, I've got more stuff than we can do in a segment, but let's give it a try, all right? And again, guys, as you respond, do us a favor, just kind of mention your first name at the beginning so that we know who's responding here. Now, at the very end, all right, you mentioned Russia-Ukraine. That's obviously on my list. So let's go back through that again. What is your group discussing? Or how are people feeling about this Russia-Ukraine? Should we just keep giving them more money, giving them more weapons, and so on? What are you guys talking about in regards to this issue?
This is Jack. Well, we've been having a variety of opinions in the club. There are people who argue that we should continue giving more funds, more support, where those who argue that we should not. Really, there is no consensus. There's sometimes people may gravitate towards one side of the fence or another, but really we're just there to sort of facilitate the discussion about it.
Also, I'm just genuinely curious. Have you had with any of the discussions that you've had, like, has somebody come in to a meeting thinking one way and like openly admitted, hey, you know what, the way you guys presented this, I now have flipped my thinking on this or changed significantly my thinking on this? Or do people generally, I mean, my gut instinct is that, you know, I come in with an opinion, that's my opinion, I'm holding to it, I'll listen to your side, I'll consider it, but I know what I believe. Have you had people openly say at the end of a meeting, you know what, I'm glad I came tonight because you've changed my thinking on a particular issue, any issue that you guys have discussed?
Yeah, this is John, by the way. When we're making these slides and we're making this meeting agenda, we're not setting out to change minds by any stretch of the imagination, but we are setting out to foster discussion, and the discussion of the room can lead people to various different conclusions. Oftentimes, there's just some information that people didn't have when they made their, you know, personal analysis of a situation, or, you know, they've been getting the information from some sort of media outlet that might not, you know, be covering all of the different idiosyncrasies of a certain event. I have had people say that yes, they've learned something new from the World Politics Club or from the discussion in the World Politics Club that might have. I'm not sure if anybody's said, you know, my mind has been completely changed on a matter, but no, I know that opinions are being modified in some degree from the discussion that we have at these clubs. Yeah,
sure, which makes sense. You get more information on something. It's didn't think of it from that perspective.
Well,
so that's good.
One of our Let's Talk show rules is you're allowed to change your mind. You know, you get some more information, you're allowed to change your mind. Which some people don't believe in, which is weird, but anyway. All right, guys, for any of you, China and Taiwan, come on, I know you're talking about these guys. What is some discussion? What are some feelings about the situation? Probably anything involving China, but also the connected situation with Taiwan. What are people talking about?
Well, because we've had Russia-Ukraine, we've had Israel-Palestine, and now we have the Red Sea crisis in the headlines, the World Politics Club really hasn't gotten the opportunity to talk about China-Taiwan or the American involvement in the South China Sea in depth. It actually has not been a meeting topic yet, and that will change this semester. We will be talking about China-Taiwan in depth. But no, as of right now, I don't have a good answer for you when it comes to the opinions of members of the World Politics Club on the China-Taiwan issue. Jack, do you want
to? Yeah, just to chime in, I mean, the thing is, there's no lack of topics for discussion. There are obviously a lot of ongoing armed conflicts going on in the world right now. And we don't exclusively want to just talk about the current wars that are going on. We also like to take some time to talk about different theories of international politics, different schools of thought, which sometimes amounts to the latter half of the meeting, specifically. But absolutely, throughout the course of this current semester, we're going to make sure that we talk about China, Taiwan, as well as many other issues like that.
See, that's what makes me nervous, because there are so many other things going on right now. If I'm China and I actually want to do something, I think I want to wait till the rest of the world is distracted, and then, boom, I'm going to do something. All right, that sound crazy?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that, and this is John, by the way, I think that China would love to see nothing more than the United States bogged down in another military conflict in the Middle East, because that definitely takes American attention off of a pure competition between the Chinese into another asymmetric conflict, and that requires different military expenditure programs and so on and so forth. So no, I 100% agree with you. The Chinese would love to see us get bogged down in the Middle East.
Let's go back to how do you go about setting the agenda? Is it a couple of individuals? Are you looking at headlines? Do you put out an email for topics? How exactly do you go about? Because as you said, my gosh, there are, I mean, thousands of topics that you can obviously get into. How do you go about picking, okay, this is what we're going to talk about this semester, or even just, hey, at this next meeting, these are the topics we want to touch on for this week?
Broadly speaking, when it comes to international politics theory, you can come up with meeting topics on a semester basis on that time frame. But when it comes to your headline news, you can't really you can't predict what's going to end up happening. And if something large happens, like the death of American servicemen two nights ago. You really have to talk about that. You have to cover that. So this semester, at least, we've been having a current events topic, and then we'll have afterwards an international politics theory topic.
All right, let's move on to the next one. All right, southern border. It seems like the whole world is coming to our southern border and crossing, for the most part, illegally. All right, are you guys, is your group discussing this at all? What are some opinions being shared on what's going on down there and what we should do about it?
So about a week ago, for the second meeting of our semester, we talked about the rise of populism and nationalism, not only in the United States, but in Europe. The Europeans are dealing with a massive migrant crisis as well. We ended up talking about not necessarily just migration and border into Europe as well, and what it means to integrate other cultures. Is diversity the strength, or is some sort of national unity, some sort of national identity, the strength? There was a bit of a consensus of the room when it came to what we should do with mass immigration. It seems to be that unity is our strength, that we ought to Americanize in the case of the United States coming over the southern border. Jack, do you want to comment as well?
All right. We did have a discussion about populism, which is in many ways connected to immigration. I think that obviously the crest of the southern border is a topic of discussion, and I think we'll make some time this semester to talk about it.
All right, we got a little bit of a choppy phone signal here, so hopefully we can hang with this for a few more minutes. All right, guys, this is Scott, all right? And again, I'm old. I'm 60. And on our show yesterday, I kind of, I ranted, I suppose, a little bit, that with all these people showing up at our border and pouring in and going somewhere, you kind of touched on it there, the idea of you come to America, you want to be American, you want to be part of us, you need to assimilate into our culture, and I seriously question whether most or all of these people are even interested in doing that. And that's just an observation, and I shared a story yesterday. So let's follow up on that from your perspective. I mean, I don't know if you've ever encountered, you know, illegal immigrants at Penn State or wherever you're from and so on. I think this assimilation idea is crucial, but it's not happening. What do you guys think on that?
I see where you're coming from. There's a variety of different ethnic groups who are coming to the United States of America for different economic opportunities, for sure. I think that the track record for Hispanic immigration shows that they want to integrate into American culture on a broad level. I think that that can vary on a community by community level, on a state by state level. And me personally, I truly think that the legislation should be done on a state by state level. But that is, again, my opinion. My opinion might differ from opinion next to me, or Sam's opinion next to me, but no, we will definitely have on that matter in the War Politics Club for sure. Yeah.
All right. Now, guys, I have to ask this next one. Okay. Now, it's not necessarily world politics. Trump and Biden. Come on, you guys have got to be discussing these two guys. What is some discussion about our presidential election this year that you or your group has been having so far?
This is another one. When it comes to domestic politics, we don't discuss all that much. It's not really by choice. It just never comes up in discussion. Obviously, there's a massive role that is in American foreign policy. But correct me if I'm wrong with this, Jack, but I don't really recall a serious conversation on the political leanings of the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or the foreign policy leanings of Donald Trump or Joe Biden.
The great thing about international politics is that in the United States, bipartisan is an issue. So we're really, for everybody, we can talk about what's best for.
All right, now, guys, we got a choppy phone signal again. You might have to get a little closer, please. Give it a try again.
Yeah, so we're actually coming at you from a dorm here on Penn, and relatively old building, and the fun, I should have seen this coming. Not that fantastic. Is that any better? I'm holding the phone a little bit closer to my mouth.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes.
I'll also add that. I think a major mainstream media point is that, you know, on Russia, Ukraine, for example, that the Republicans are in favor of withdrawing, and the Democrats are in favor of spending more resources. From my experience here at the World Politics Club, talking to students of various political leanings, I know the divide is not that simple. I've met a couple of people who would lean Republican who are saying that we should definitely, you know, be spending twice as much money on defeating the Russians in Ukraine. And I've met multiple Democrats who are questioning what the American national security interest is in Ukraine. So the divides that you might see on social media, or the divides that you might see on the mainstream media, they don't actually seem to reflect the variety of opinion that we have here on a human level. Sam, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, this is Sam. It's also, when we're comparing, like, presidents, when we say we have, like, similar policy, I think one example is, like, the exits of Afghanistan that we discussed last semester, where Trump and Biden almost executed the exact same plan. Now, whether the execution was as good is something we discussed, and there was different consensus on that. But it's not really comparing people rather than, like, ideologies behind the people.
All right, guys, we only have a minute and a half. I've got one more question, and this is going to be an interesting one, all right? I believe this was just yesterday. A super rich guy who's tied to Harvard University announced he's going to stop giving money to Harvard because he's dissatisfied about a whole bunch of things. And he referred to college students today as whiny snowflakes. Now, guys, we got a minute. How would you respond to this gentleman? Any of you, go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is John again. I haven't noticed much whining in our club meetings. And again, everybody seems to be more than willing to tackle relatively complicated, difficult subjects. I haven't seen much whining or snowflaking. So I don't know where he's coming from.
That's just what he said, and it's national news today. So anyway, very quickly, we got 30 seconds. I don't know if a lot of Penn State students even listen to this show, but if somebody wanted to join your club or come to the next meeting, very quickly, what do they do?
Absolutely. Well, when it comes to social media, we're on Instagram. Are we on Instagram? I think we're Penn State War Politics Club on Instagram. But if you're free on your Tuesday evenings, we meet every Tuesday, 6 p.m. at room 25 in the Dyke building, right on Burroughs Ave. If you're interested in conversation on international politics, this is the club for you.
Very cool. It's great that you have these discussions going.
Yeah.
It really is. It's fantastic.
Guys, I tell you what, I'm glad we linked up with you. We appreciate the time this morning. And I tell you what, maybe at some point some hot button issue comes up, you know, internationally and so on, we might reach out again to have you come on the show. How's that?
Absolutely. We would love to talk on that.
Great. Guys, go back to class. All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you for the time.
Members of the Penn State World Politics Club. Folks, we'll be coming right back.